This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live for the Build Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. You know, you were getting some answers you wanted to know. The perks that are in a contract, whether or not that counts against the competitive balance tax. Now,
yes.
Now this is the reason why this might sound like a little inside baseball, which it is, but what's interesting about this is we live in a place in New York where both the Yankees and Mets, and they have a lot of money, and they spend more money than most teams. So when you're competing against other teams, like when they're competing against each other for a free agent, or the Dodgers, or the Phillies, or the Giants, or the Padres, you know, things like this can be the difference in a guy choosing a place or not. The perks. So do those perks and the monetary value of those perks actually count towards the luxury tax, which so many owners don't want to
pay?
Yes,
they do. And the teams have to submit receipts on all of those perks, whatever they may be, whether it be a private jet. I'm assuming a security. It sounds like there's some sort of, I don't know, secret service around the Soto family for some reason.
Wow.
So I would imagine that they have to furnish receipts. And those receipts do go against the CBT, yes.
Okay, so that is that. I'm glad we got an answer on that. And as far as, you know, Juan Soto being miserable as a New York Met, I don't believe that he is miserable. I do think that there's something going on. He is not hustling despite what he said. He thought he had a base hit Sunday, he didn't. He thought he had a home run yesterday, he didn't. And he was loafing out of the box on both of those. So hopefully when Carlos Mendoza says we're going to discuss it, he does discuss it. And we get him moving in the right direction. But he's got all the money. He's got a family that is thrilled and is happy to be here. He's got great teammates in Francisco Lindor and Pete Alonso and so on and so forth. And this is a really good team that was in first place most of the year, and we'll get back there. And he's going to be a big part of it. So hopefully when it's September and we're talking about this and we're saying, hey, remember back in May when everybody was slamming Juan Soto and now he's in the MVP discussion? That's what I'm hoping for, because I can't actually envision at the end of this season him having his worst offensive year ever and the Mets missing the postseason. I can't envision that. I just can't.
Man.
I can't.
I can't go through an entire year like this.
Me either.
I mean,
couldn't go through a
whole
show like this.
I know we're having a hard time, but because the Knicks should be front and center, but because they're off until Wednesday, you know, now here we are talking about Juan Soto again, just having one of those weird games where, you know, he's either hitting into a double play or he's not running out of play, and it's just a bad look overall, and it's just bad because fans don't want to see that. They don't really care about how much money he's making. I guess they do, as long as he's hustling and busting it out of the batter's box and running out the right field and making the plays on the balls that he's supposed to be making. You know, he's not going to get criticized. He's going to become beloved. But if you're out there and it looks like you're going through the motions and you're making this kind of money, that's when the criticism's going to come.
Chris is in Smithtown. What's going on, Chris?
Hey, guys, what's going on? How are you?
Good. What's up?
Not much. I feel like you'd remember this, Gio, but right now, Pete Alonso reminds me of the catcher from the movie Major League 2, who can't throw the ball back to the pitcher, and he has to reference Duty Magazine to take his mind off it, so
yep.
He stops overthinking, and he just throws the ball back.
Yeah, I mean, and then that guy, I think, was actually modeled after Mackie Sasser, who couldn't do that, if you remember. Weird. I mean, and Chris, it has happened to so many guys over the years. It's just one of those things. Like, remember Rick Ankiel dealt with it, Steve Sachs dealt with it.
But this just happened, like, in the last 10 days.
I know, but it's clearly in his head now. I mean, now this is not a mechanical thing. This is a mental thing now.
And this is underhand. This one last night was ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, I think Nudie Magazine's tasteful nudes could help anybody. You know, that's what I think.
Doesn't need a magazine. He's got a phone.
Yeah, but it was back in the day, it was the Nudie Magazine.
I know, but now today it's a phone.
Do they even make Nudie Magazines anymore? They actually make them? Because everybody's got access to everything. Like, if you go into an airport where the nudie magazines used to be, can you still get a nudie magazine in an airport?
That's a good question. I have no idea.
Because I remember, like, as a kid, you'd look up, they'd be in the top, you know?
Yeah, and
they'd be blocked off, and I'd be like, oh, man, like, one day I'll be able to go buy a nudie magazine.
Have you ever bought a nudie magazine?
I swear, you know me, I'll tell anything. I talked about
taking
gas station boner pills and all that stuff. I have not purchased a nudie magazine.
And neither have I. And the point being is that we all thought as kids that's what we wanted to do, but we never ended up doing it.
Right. That is true. Now, for me, like, technology got to a certain point. Now, if I were, like, 21 and could buy, or 18, could buy a nudie magazine, it was like in the 70s, I might have done it. But the fact that I got into my 20s in a time where there was the internet, then it was like, okay, don't need it. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're at an airport right now streaming us on the Odyssey app, go into one of those Hudson News and check to see if they're still selling nudie magazines. I just need to get to need an answer on that whole thing. And then what do you do with it? Like, you're going to read it on the plane? Like, why were they in the airport? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They're always in the airport. Yeah, and you see, not someone like leafing through a Hustler in 23C. You know,
I actually asked this once and got a very good answer for that. And the person told me that the people buy the magazines at the airport.
And go in the bathroom.
No, for when they arrive to their hotel.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
All right.
Or they go in the bathroom.
Oh, that's gross.
It's very busy.
You can't
there.
Do that. No. That's disgusting.
What?
I'm going to a restroom? No, come on,
I guarantee you, one of the maniacs around here has been in one of these stalls.
No,
nudie magazine.
No.
Or their phone now.
No. That's
who do you
much.
Think would be the guy that would do that, Al?
Somebody with a lot of testosterone.
Who can't control it. Yeah, I mean,
anybody spank buildup
in the corner.
Just the big testosterone guys, unfortunately, I have to throw out there. So, but not BT, he's a family guy. Like a Pat Boyle?
Yeah, Pat Boyle, you never know.
Hey-o! Now, you mean just sitting there and reading it, or you're telling me, like,
You're not just reading it?
No, but I'm just asking, because I think it's, like, doing...
They're not just reading it.
I'm saying in a public restroom, that's insane to think that people do
that. Yeah, well, people are insane.
But that's like sex offender type stuff. That's wild. If you're in a public restroom...
You're telling me that if some guy bought a nudie magazine, wouldn't go into the bathroom.
Hey-o! You got to be like a real sicko.
Yeah.
Like, there's not a normal person.
You're going to tell me that's never been done.
No, I'm not saying it's never been done, but I'm like... to me, I'm excluded, because we're talking about ourselves growing up wanting to buy nudie magazines. What you're talking about is like a sicko, like a straight up sicko. I don't think that the normal everyday businessman is thinking about taking that nudie magazine and you know.
I don't think that that's going on anymore. I think people could do it with their phone now.
But you still think this is going on in public restroom?
Hey, I'm the star of WFAN. I'm WFAN's Pat Boyle.
Pat Boyle is not. He's not doing that.
I didn't say he was.
I mean,
Al said he had a lot of testosterone, and he would be the guy that would be the guy that he would think.
This
would
isn't going on with normal people, man. There's no way. I got to push back on this one. I can't.
Right in there, oil check.
You're telling me that
that's a guy who wants to give a guy an oil check.
You actually think that there's people here who have done that?
100%.
I don't know. I can't, like, I...
One of the overnight guys who can go into the bathroom by himself.
Come on.
No, it's like, listen, my imagination.
Oh, yeah. These nuts.
Oh, man.
You don't think so?
I can't.
Like, my imagination knows no bounds. Trust me.
Okay.
But I cannot, like, because I've been that person who has worked here when no one else is around. It's you and a host. Sometimes it's just you and someone who's hosting remotely.
Let me touch myself here.
To think that there would be someone in that situation that would go and do that in the public restroom at work is crazy to me. I'm sorry. That's crazy.
And we've had...
Now, if you're telling me people that have fornicated around here, that's a different thing. Like, I've seen that.
You've seen that?
Well, I've heard about it. Okay. I didn't see it. There was a guy here who did see it.
Okay, so... All right, so...
There was a witness to that.
So people are fornicating?
Yeah.
So you're going to tell me somebody's not in there?
I think it's different.
Weed whacking?
I think it's different. Eddie, is anybody backing me up on this? Or are you guys with Boomer on this thing?
No, okay. I'm with Boomer.
You're with Boomer?
100%.
100%.
Who's in there doing that?
I don't know.
But you have to have, like, an idea of who would do it.
Oh, jeez.
No. No, no, no. No. No.
It's just no way. It's just no way.
Getting that noodle.
No way. Just no way.
Guy, I'm about to get off.
No. See, Al's on my side. He doesn't think anybody's doing it.
Yeah, I don't think so.
You don't think nobody's ever done it?
I don't think since we've been here, October of 2009, I'm going to say no, it's never happened in there.
I hope not, man.
Do you want to see some skin?
I hope not, because I'll never be able to go in there again. Like, there's an occasional time, like 4 or 5 times a year, I gotta dupe at work. I'm never going to be able to do it again. I'm going to turn into you. I'm never going to be able to do it. Just thinking about that.
Yeah, well.
You know who the guy to ask is? Youssef. He's seen it all. He has seen it all. He would tell us. He would tell us if he had an unfortunate situation where he had to clean something up.
Spank buildup in the corner.
He would be the guy, unfortunately, that would have to go and attack that in the corner.
Oh, man.
Oh, I don't want to know. I can't. My brain can't go there. And I think people are capable of just about everything. I can't. To think that our colleagues.
Wax on, wax off.
It's the people we work with. There's no way.
We're not really that close with everybody here. Maybe you are. I see people coming and going. That's about
it. I'm just going through my mind. I'm not going to say people I would think are capable of it because that's not fair. But like Hoffman and BT and Sal, these guys are not capable of this. Lou Gower and Sean, as disgusting as Sean could be, no way. Evan Tiki, there's just Keith McPherson. These people aren't doing that. There's no way.
Well, who
like
says
maybe
that?
Fleeks. Maybe Fleeks. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I mean, you know, who says they have to be somebody that's on air?
Well, I name producers, too. I name behind the scenes guys.
That could be engineers.
No. No. The engineers are too, they're too classy for things like that. They got to fix things. They got to get their brain right. Imagine like if something blows up on the board and then you're looking for the engineer and they're... Talking away.
Never know, man.
Oh, boy.
You never know.
Man, we need the California Cryobank read right now, don't we?
Yes, we do.
But that's not until later, unfortunately.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs.
Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Man, look at that shot from outside. Look at that Freedom Tower.
Yeah, it looks beautiful. Woo. No clouds in the sky. Oh, very nice. Yeah. Summertime is finally here, as the song says that we came back from break with. It's going to be a little chilly Friday morning, but nothing we can't handle, Jerry, right?
Oh, yeah.
We've been there. Yep. I mean, hell.
Doesn't get warm around here until what, about June 30th?
September.
Yeah. Well, winter's been over since February, as Jerry has told us.
Mid-January.
So. Mid-January it's been over. We will bundle up and it'll be okay. As long as it doesn't rain, that's the big thing, right? No rain. We don't need the rain. The rain should move out by Thursday. Thursday, it's going to ruin our day Thursday for sure. But outside of that, it's okay. These are first world problems, right?
Correct.
As I'm talking myself out of this. Hmm. I'm being my own grok therapist as we go through. But yeah, instead of playing golf at this wonderfully exclusive, beautiful place, I'll be taking a nap in a Hampton Inn. It's going to be great.
Great bed. Great bed.
What else are you going to be doing?
Well, it won't be in the public restroom, I'll tell you that much. So at least it'll be a little more acceptable. All right. What do you think there, Jerry?
Not much.
Yeah.
We are brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Morristown. I think that the Mets lost to the Red Sox last night.
Senga's 2-2. Duran rips one past Alonso into right field down the line. There goes Narvaez around second, heading for third. He'll take the turn toward home. Soto's throw is cut off by McNeil. It's on its way home, but it's not in time. Narvaez scores from first. Duran with his league-leading sixth triple.
That made it 3-0 in the second inning. That was Keith Radd on Mets Odyssey Radio. 3-1 would be the final score. Mets didn't muster much offense at all in terms of driving runs in, although they had some guys on the bases, a couple of ground ball double plays, though, and that was that as they fall in the series opener. Kodai Senga, who's been really good, struggled early in this game, wound up going six, gave up 3 runs, 5 hits, 3 walks. He took the loss. This was Senga through a translator talking about the early start, meaning the trouble he ran into in the early innings.
Yeah, the first couple innings with the wind and just the environment in general, I was having a hard time executing my pitches, but I wanted to go out there, stay in the game, and make it a winnable game. And I was able to stay out there for and a good amount.
And his pitch count was in the 80s, but after the fifth, he decided he needed more. Here was Morsanga through the translator.
Yeah, I felt good at that point. I felt pretty confident with the feel that I had. I felt like I could go out back out there. I think I was at around 90 pitches, and I want to get as many outs as possible for the team. I haven't been able to contribute in the inning side as much. I was able to get those three outs.
Just didn't get the win, and part of that is because the Mets can't hit with runners in scoring position of late. Here was Carlos Mendoza.
Couple opportunities there, first and second, less than two outs, and we couldn't come through. At times, feel like taking really good pitches to hit, being passive, and then at times chasing. So we got to start executing.
All right, so that's a part of the story. The other part of the story, we got through Senga and the Risp, and then the other part, of course, too. You got Alonso with the bad plays at first base. He had another one like he did against the Yankees, a little different, but another bad play. And you've got Juan Soto hitting a single off the green monster in left field. Carlos talking about him posing like it was gone.
He thought he had it, you know, but with the win and all that. And in this ballpark, or, you know, anywhere, but in particular in this one, with that wall right there, you got to get out of the box.
So, you know, time for a little team meeting, yeah, I think there, Carlos. Let's get the boys in there and let's set it straight. We're professionals.
Closed door team meeting.
We get paid a lot of money. We got a great owner who takes care of us. Everything's first class. Let's give our owner what he deserves, what he gave us. He deserves that respect in return. And the way we do that is by going 100% of the time, going 100% all the time when we're on the field. Are we all in on that?
Yeah, I'm all in on it. Mentioned it earlier.
Everybody wants to be.
Helped him last year. Let's help him this year.
That's right. Everybody wants to be, you know, treated like a man, wants to be treated like a pro. Let's act like one when we're between the lines.
You know, I actually thought before I heard this the first time with Carlos Mendoza, I thought he was going to make an excuse for Soto, but then he didn't. He goes, well, you know, when you hit a ball like that, especially with that wall there, you got to get out of the box. I thought he was going to say, you never know, you know, so sometimes you get confused. No, he goes, you got to get out of the box.
There's a reason he stole second. He stole second because he knew he should have been on second. That's why he stole second, which is good, which is fine. I'll give him the hustle, but so he's not injured.
Shows awareness.
Definitely. 100%. And I would also say that, you know, hopefully he's hearing it. Hopefully he's hearing the criticism and he'll respond to it. Well, he's too good not to.
He did have a reporter ask him afterwards.
The last couple of nights you've had a couple of plays where you were slow getting out of the box. Is that something you have to be more aware of?
No. I think being hustling is very hard. If you see it today, you could tell.
Yeah. Well, did anybody ask him about not being happy?
I don't know. I don't know if from the audio that I have, it's not there. I don't know if anybody asked him about the reports that were surfacing yesterday.
Somebody's going to have to sooner or later.
You know, maybe he's just a little cranky.
Huh.
Maybe. I suppose that's possible.
Could be a little cranky.
A little cranky.
Know.
Yeah. Well, takes one to know one right there.
Yeah, exactly.
Clay Holmes to start tonight on 880 Mets Odyssey Radio at 6:45. Mets have lost 4 of 5, and they are now looking up at the Phillies in the NL East.
In many respects. 3-2 is blasted way, way back to right field. And that hits off the third deck. A titanic blast from Kyle Schwarber.
Yeah, it turned out to be the 300th of his career. Here was Schwarber.
300 homers. It's a lot of them. And, you know, it's a cool milestone, and I think the biggest thing, right, is just, you know, there's a lot more to come.
The Phillies wound up winning 9-3 as they go to 29-18. That half game lead it's out the NL East. The Rockies falling to 8-39. Yankees play the Rangers tonight. Will Warren, Patrick Corbin, the starters on the Fan with coverage at 6:25. We've got the Thunder and the T-Wolves tonight. Game one of the Western Conference Finals getting underway. Here was Anthony Edwards. Yep, they were here last year at the same exact spot, but for him,
There's no benefits of going through it last year. Just trying to be more prepared this year and not come out sluggish in game one with all this time that we have.
And they will take on arguably the best team in the NBA in Oklahoma City. We shall see where that series does go. Best of 7 starting tonight in OKC. As for the Knicks and the Celtics, the Pacers, game one of that series will be. I haven't looked. Is it every other night for these two, or are there some
no,
two days
because
off?
Isn't it Wednesday, Friday, and then
Monday?
No, it is Sunday. It's Wednesday, Friday, Sunday.
It is. So it's possible we got a game every day.
Yep, here we go. We got Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, Tuesday,
so
Thursday,
good.
Saturday. Yeah.
Yep. All right.
Every other day.
If there's a game seven, that would be June 2nd. Wow, June 2nd already. Holy cow. Oh, anyway, here's Jalen Brunson. Beating Boston was nice, but he acknowledges that the club's only halfway to their goal.
For us, we know there's a long way to go. And so we don't really look at it as an accomplishment. It's just the next step. And we're grateful. We're thankful. But we know there's a long way to go.
This is a guy that could play for you, Boomer.
100%.
We don't look too far ahead.
No.
Next game.
We stay in the moment.
That's it.
And I think, you know, and I think those guys from Villanova all have that in them. I think OG has that in him. And I think that's one of the reasons why they're here. They hear the noise. They hear the criticisms from the national cheap seats.
You know, the Knicks were irrelevant for a very long time. You know, the Thunder has not been a team that's been on the tips of tongues for a while. You might have both of them in the finals. Who's the most irrelevant team in the NBA right now?
I mean, irrelevant. What are we doing here?
The Hornets or the Nets. Hornets versus
you,
Nets.
I teed you up, man. I was actually going to say the Sacramento Kings.
No. Hornets or Nets?
All right.
The Jazz?
Nets, Wizards?
Right. Jazz?
Nah, I feel like they got a good fan base out there. They had Stockton and Malone. They feed off of that forever.
How about the Pelicans?
Yeah, Pelicans are up there. Pelicans, Nets. Kings have always been a mess.
Hornets.
Yeah, there's a few of them. There's definitely a few of them.
Is there a team that's going to be moving to Nashville anytime soon?
There should be. But by the way, Jerry, I asked him the question. He said Hornets before he said Nets.
He did say Hornets, which shocked me.
Said Hornets.
Well, I don't think the Nets are in the NBA. That's why I was just talking about an NBA team.
Yeah. Jerry, anything else?
You make me want to hate them. You really make me want to hate them.
Who? The Nets?
Your team.
My team. Mm-hmm. You love my team.
Like, there's a part of me that will pop the champagne when they don't win. Because you're annoying. Like, you have become...
I'm cranky and annoying.
You are... you've kind of become a cranky, instigative, pain in the ass jerkwad.
Wow.
When it comes to the Nets, yes.
Well, I'm going to think twice about that golf game that we're bringing them to.
Really hateful.
Really? I'm not hateful.
You don't think so?
No.
Okay. Here's Josh Hart. How he felt after losing to the Pacers last year.
It was a tough series for us physically, especially at Game 7. I was, you know, hurt and couldn't play how I wanted to. So, it's helped me for a little bit, but at the end of the day, I knew I gave everything I possibly could have given.
Games 1 and 2 at Madison Square Garden. Tyrese Halliburton, bring it on.
Yeah, man, I look forward to playing in that building, and I look forward to the crowd environment. You know, it's a good thing. Maybe it's a good thing that my dad won't be able to go. So, I look forward to the environment for sure.
No question. And then for him, how different does he see the Knicks from last year?
I mean, they play really hard. They got a lot of different guys. Obviously, they added Cat this year. I'm excited to compete against those guys. We played against them last year, and this is obviously a storied rivalry between two franchises.
And then, of course, he's involved in this story, too, with the fan that got the garbage thrown at him, a New York City firefighter wearing... Why he was wearing the Pacers jersey on a night like that, I don't know, when the Pacers weren't in town or playing it, and it was the Knicks-Celtics. But he was the guy who had the multiple garbage bags thrown at him as, like, the... You know what I was thinking of when I saw this video? It was almost the image I had in my head the day... of the protests when you were trying to get into work, Eddie. Not that it was like that, but I felt like that was the image I had of Eddie ahead of the pack, trying to avoid getting whatever.
You don't have to look far to find garbage in this city, so that's probably why they picked those up and hawked them at somebody.
Yeah, and these were monster garbage bags. But Halliburton involved there, too, because the guy's name is Hans Perez, who was on with McAfee yesterday. Halliburton popped on and had kind of the thrill of a lifetime, I would think, for this guy.
I want to personally bring you and a plus one out here to come to game four here in Indiana. I'll bring you guys out here, put you guys up, get you guys seats to the game. The Pacers, everybody in our organization wants to make sure you're taken care of. All the team's excited to meet you. It's all we've been talking about. Everybody's seen the video.
That's pretty cool. So he will get to meet the team, it sounds like. I'm sure he will have very good seats. McAfee said you got to make sure you send him first class. I'm sure he will. And that will be that game four. As you guys point out, could be elimination day.
It could be.
Oh, I didn't point it out. Gio pointed that.
Send him right out of Newark so he gets a nice 7-hour delay on his way there.
That's a disaster, too, right now. But, yes, I understand. The 49ers gave Fred Warner
It with Jersey?
It's the trains, the planes. LaGuardia is this prize of an airport.
Sinkholes. He had sinkholes all over the place.
Stop, please, please.
Did you not have a sinkhole down there in the Garden State Parkway?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's fixed now, though.
It was fixed very quickly.
What is going on with the sinkholes?
You think your roads are good? Have you been on the BQE?
Listen, I can't defend the roads. Don't look at me for help on this one.
Please.
I can't. I cannot.
You got to be kidding.
I cannot defend
the
roads.
We don't have sinkholes.
You know what I know? When I go home, I'm home in 40 minutes. G leaves, he puts his navigation on hope he gets home before he goes to bed.
It's a little longer.
Come on now.
I will say, and I've said this many times to be fair, once you get into Jersey at this hour,
it's
tremendous.
Right. Not bad.
Whereas there's all sorts of construction, all sorts of crap that I deal with on the LIE.
I'm not saying it's better, but stop trashing it.
If you hit a sinkhole, boy, watch out.
Did someone get hurt with this sinkhole?
No, it was in the shoulder. No,
oh, okay.
No one got hurt.
But they got sinkholes over there.
Route 80 had a couple. That is true out by Pennsylvania. Was it far out west?
I don't think so. Okay. I think the Route 80 ones.
They were abandoned mines.
Yeah.
I got a buddy with a sinkhole in his backyard.
Yee.
Believe it or not. Kept going and going and going and going and going. Started throwing some dirt in there and stuff. Just kept going and going.
For real?
Yeah. Yeah, so he doesn't know what the hell to do. He's like, who do you call for a sinkhole? You know?
Jerry?
Don't look at me. What do I know?
Eddie?
Call Angie. I don't know. I do not know. And you got the Hurricanes and the Panthers tonight. All right. Time now for moment of the day. If I put it in, I might not have. Mm-hmm. Yes, I did. So this just happened. You don't usually do it when it's this close to the segment, but how this came up, I don't know. I walked in the middle of it. Boomer thinking people are doing some crazy things to themselves in the bathrooms here while at work. G not buying it.
I don't know all the details. I just what the Mets.
Just want to make sure that we're right because you know
that's not it. Hold on a second. Maybe I didn't put it in here. God darn it. Mets and Soto. Let's see. Let's try this one.
Is anybody backing me up on this? Or are you guys with Boomer on this thing?
No, okay. I'm with Boomer.
You're with Boomer?
100%.
100%.
Who's in there doing that?
I don't know.
Oh, jeez.
No.
No, no, no. No. No.
Getting that noodle. There's just no way.
I'm about to get off.
No. See, Al's on my side. He doesn't think anybody's doing it.
Yeah, I don't think so.
You don't think nobody's ever done it?
I don't think since we've been here, October of 2009, I'm going to say no, it's never happened in there.
I hope not, because I'll never be able to go in there again. Like, there's an occasional time, like 4 or 5 times a year, I gotta dupe at work. I'm never going to be able to do it again. I'm going to turn into you. I'm never going to be able to do it.
Yeah. Well,
you know who the guy to ask is? Youssef. He's seen it all. He would tell us if he had an unfortunate situation where he had to clean something up.
Spank buildup in the corner.
He would be the guy, unfortunately, that would have to go and attack that in the corner.
Oh, man.
Oh, I don't want to know. I can't. My brain can't go there. And I think people are capable of just about everything. I can't. To think that our colleagues.
Wax on, wax off. There you go, guys. Moment of the day.
Oh, boy.
And you're also not supposed to spill your own seed, as they say.
Right.
Right.
I just pulled an owl.
Right.
Right.
Right. Right. Of course. Right.
Okay, right. Yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want.
you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. You guys figure out our, don't say the name of the place, but you guys figure out the plans for dinner?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, right. I think we got to hit. I'm going by Al's.
Why don't you just ask Al what's the best place to go to?
I was going through a whole different thing.
This was better, I think, the way he did it. Just throwing names at me.
Yeah.
And you've got a good one. You settled on something.
I found a good one.
To go to a good spot.
All right. So the invite list, obviously the five of us.
And Izzo.
Izzo's going to come. Okay. Anybody else?
No.
We're capping it there?
Yeah, capped. 100% capped.
Okay. I mean, I could throw out a couple other people. I think
No. No.
No.
I don't want to talk to anybody else, no.
What about Benji and Allie?
Now we're getting into like...
Good thing they're driving down on Friday morning, so don't worry about it. That's why I threw that out there. Stephen Waldron?
No, he'll be working.
He'll be working at 5 o'clock the previous night? I don't think he'll probably be out having beers with Sean Kennedy somewhere.
All right. Good for them. They didn't invite us to go out to have beers with them, so why should we invite them to have dinner with us?
What about Sean Kennedy? We like Sean.
We love Sean.
Dinner?
Love those guys. No, because then you got to bring Steven.
No, you don't. I mean, you're shutting everybody out. What's the difference if you bring one of those guys?
Because Al's paying for it.
Yeah. That's right.
Then Izzo's not invited.
Yeah, right. If Al's paying for it, then he gets to choose the guest list because he pays.
And it's quite tiny.
Right. It would be us.
I'll tell you what. You know what? Order two checks. I'll pay for Izzo.
Okay.
I'd like to formally invite you guys out for beers.
Oh, okay. Steven.
Oh, because chiming
yeah,
in.
Here we go. See, too, yeah, now all of a sudden. I mean, my goodness. You're probably taking Friday off anyway, aren't you, Steven?
No, that's a big show. I'll be there.
Okay. Are you going to be there like Eddie's there, though, where you're just hanging around and not actually doing anything?
No, we're working.
Okay. All right. Very good. All right, pull his fader down. I'm tired of him already.
Man, you're mean.
I'm just tired. You see that? Some background. What about Big Hurls?
You know, I'm just not going to answer any of your questions regarding anybody else for dinner.
Why? I'm just asking.
Because we're not going to, like, you know, the China buffet. You know what I'm saying? We're going to a nice, intimate restaurant, keep it small, keep it lean.
Oh, then Izzo can't come. If you're keeping it small, it's got to be the five of us.
Well, Izzo's a part of this show.
So's Big Hurls.
See ya!
So's Stephen Waldron. So's Sean Kennedy. So's Andrew Parenti.
You know what? What we should probably do is just split up. You take those guys. I'll go with these guys. How's that sound?
Sounds great, Noel.
Okay, no problem. Just want to make sure that everybody feels special, you know?
No, I do have to check now that it's the place you mentioned and we'd agreed on that may be BYOB. I'll have to.
All right, so I'll bring a couple bottles of wine, you know, a few bottles of tequila, crank it up a little bit.
The BYOB thing,
I can't get over that.
I can't understand.
That's only bougie people don't like BYOB. Everybody else loves a BYOB place. Cut your bill in half.
I've never been to a restaurant ever where I grew up that was BYOB. So I'm just never used to it. That's the thing. I just like.
Yeah, I don't know why New Jersey is so stiff about giving alcohol licenses to places.
You know why? Sinkholes.
It's very expensive, those liquor licenses, both in New York and New Jersey,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and everybody's on a take.
Like, if it's legal, why can't anybody just sell alcohol? I don't understand.
Eddie?
I have no answers for you.
I really don't have an answer for that either. But isn't it like $1 million to get a liquor license?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because they only have a certain number of them in New Jersey.
They cap it off?
Yeah, it's capped.
How many restaurants are there? How much money are they missing out on?
A lot of money.
Yes.
Yeah, of course. Know.
They'd rather just charge a gas tax.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Tolls, things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but all right, whatever. Let me know if it's BYOB. I got a couple of things I could bring as well. Things I've been waiting for an occasion.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, this is an occasion.
This you is an occasion, yes. Because we don't often do this.
We don't. And that's why it's important to do it and invite as many people as we can.
No.
Just got to make sure that everybody feels special these days. You know, I don't want to leave anybody out, upset anybody. You know, I've dealt with a lot of this over the last number of months. People getting, who gets invites, who doesn't get invites, people getting upset. It's just like nonstop. Things you say. A lot of sensitivity out there, man.
Yes, there is.
So I'm just trying to make sure that everybody feels special. Because if they don't, I'm going to hear about it. They won't tell you, but I'll hear about it.
Okay.
I'm like the collection area at the end of a river. Like all the complaints and all the crap just ends up right there. Tires and schmutz and dead bodies and all sorts of stuff.
You're like at the bend at the Ohio River.
Yeah.
Where we had the waterfront.
Exactly.
We had bloated cows and mm-hmm. pigs and stuff.
That's all there. Ends up at my doorstep.
Exactly.
That's where it goes. That's on the collection area. I hear all the complaints. I get all the issues.
They do have wine, but it's what this, a lot of restaurants do this and they can do this. If they have wines from a New Jersey winery, New Jersey vineyard, they can sell those and only those. And that's one of those here. So,
Bummer's not drinking New Jersey wine. I can guarantee you that.
I understand.
I'm not getting into this. I'm not discussing. You know, listen, it is what it is.
I love local businesses and local vineyards and like Bradley Beach Brew Project. We love all that stuff. We got a
but that's like
Willamette Valley guy over here.
I understand. That's like a workaround so they can give you something.
Okay, that's fine.
A workaround, see?
A workaround spot. Of course. Work right around it.
We've heard a lot about workaround spots.
Yeah. We're not talking like West Coast, bougie West Coast. We're not dealing with that. Like
no.
Sea Smoke.
I'll bring some Sea Smoke if you'd like.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Kistler.
Oh, wow. Man, oh, man. Sea Smoke. Man.
Oh, are you a red wine or a white wine guy?
I'm not a wine guy at all. I like beers.
Well, maybe finally can bring you the Al's Boring Beer.
Definitely.
That'd be a perfect time to do it, huh?
Yeah, it would be.
The Al's Boring Beer, he's promised you for the last month that he hasn't brought in and then told you you wouldn't drink it, which was great. Where's my beer? You don't even like beer. I'm asking you for the beer. I'll get it for you. No problem.
It's, you know, please.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.